This is episode number 2132 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, they just announced the spectator situation for the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, which start next month.
Yay.
In Beijing. And, well, no spectators. No public tickets will be sold to the upcoming.
So it's official, huh?
Yeah, they will invite organizers, various events, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. There will be spectators, but will strictly abide by COVID-19 countermeasures before, during, and after each event. And that's according to the Beijing 2022 Organizing Committee. So
So for the opening ceremony, does that mean no spectators for the ceremony?
That I don't know. It just says that they will be selling no public tickets to the upcoming events. Yeah, to the upcoming games.
Yeah, no, I was kind of waiting for that.
Yeah. They have implemented a mandatory COVID test to be taken by travelers 72 hours before arrival in the city of Beijing. The city of Beijing. 72 hours for a mandatory COVID test.
That's so the only wonder what happens in the 72 hours.
Well, yeah, right. But I mean, this is the only stopgap they have.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Sorry for that exciting news, but it's time for our news. What's happening?
Well, I guess I won't be buying tickets to.
You're not going to be getting your plane tickets for Beijing, huh?
No. All right. So.
All right.
Christina Hack.
Oh my.
She's clapping back.
She's clapping back.
She's hacking back.
She's hacking back.
Fans question if her relationship with Josh Hall is moving too fast.
Now, see, all right, it's been, she and Ant have been split up for over a year, right?
Has it been over a year?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
But still, I mean, that was like number two, so it's.
Right, no, she should not be doing anything for a while.
If I was this Josh guy, I would think. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me think about this for a minute.
Something is not right here.
Either third time's a charm or trouble comes in threes. Which one is it?
Which one is
it? Don't know.
I guess we're going to find out.
That's right. So some of Christina's followers can't help but share their thoughts on her engagement naturally.
Yeah.
But in an Instagram post on Sunday, she had a message for those questioning the speed of her romance.
Uh-oh.
She says, "Do fast, do soon. Do blah, blah, blah," she wrote as her caption. "That feeling of pure bliss, so deep." I gotta figure out how to do her voice.
Nah, you can't do her voice. It's just read it.
"That feeling of pure bliss, those deep convos, love is what it is." She concluded her post with a heart, lock, and key emoji.
Oh, my.
So on January 17th, however,
yeah,
followers woke up to a slightly tweaked caption. It was only emojis.
Oh, she edited it.
Yes.
Oh, she took out all of the bliss stuff. Okay. So all the words.
Oh, she took out the blah, 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 too.
Yeah. Oh, and the blah, blah, blah.
That was what I was focusing on, was the blah, blah, blah.
Well, there you go.
All right. So the post comes after some fans speculate that Christina and Josh could have been married on January 14th.
Ooh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to watch the news.
So Miss O Flipper Flop, she shared a photo with Josh from a Los Cabos.
Yeah.
Resort, and it read 1.14.22.
Ooh.
Building life together and enjoying some alone time. Love you, Josh.
Oh, my.
But then. She would later delete the date from her caption.
Wow. I think something's up.
Well, I think they're probably married.
I think they probably are because she smoked the toad venom. I think that's the deal.
He did smoke her once.
Who knows?
Well, I don't know. Mike Tyson, I think he smokes it all the time.
He smokes it every day, he said. I mean, how many toads have to die for Mike Tyson?
Nuts. Well, Jennifer Goodwin is taking the term sharing is caring to the next level.
Ah, good for her.
I mean, she's a cutie pie, so why not, right?
Yeah.
In a recent interview, Jennifer said that she once offered her husband and former co-star Josh Dallas a sperm... to a close friend who wanted to become a mother.
Wait. Are you kidding me? So her bestie wanted to be a single mom, and she was going to offer her husband's sperm.
Yeah.
So she could be a single mom.
Yeah. So she
said, "That's creepy.
By the way, I offered his sperm to one of my best friends who was going to be a single mom. And my husband and the best friend were the ones who were like, This could lead to complications. And right? I was like, well, I just feel you need to procreate.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's just too weird. That is so weird. Oh, man. I can't even imagine. I don't know why that's weird. Part of me is like, well, I get it. I understand.
No, it could lead to complications.
Man, yeah, I mean, well, for instance, down the road, her husband is like, I'm done with you. We're done. It's over. I've got a woman that's already had another one of my kids. I'm going to go see her.
No, see, I think that it would be like, okay, well, you know, here, you can have a kid and it's all yours. And then starts to go hang out with them. And then it's
The
tough part. So on the weekend, he's going to go over there and hang out and be a little family. And
it's all shades of wrong. All shades of wrong.
I don't know if it's wrong.
Well, all shades
it's
of
just
complex.
Messy.
Yeah, it's messy. Messy's a good word.
She needs to leave town.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the best friend and the husband were like, wow, that's really sweet, Jenny. Like, what happens? And then they explained all the logistics, and I was like, look, there's turkey basters.
Oh, my God.
Now, Jennifer and her husband have two kids.
Well, see, they don't need any more. Two's plenty.
They have...
Three's a crowd.
You have more than...
Shh.
I have more than that.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine...
No.
I can't imagine it. You know, it's like, I'm trying to put that into perspective. So say my wife said that I could donate sperm to her bestie. First off, I don't even know if she's got a bestie. We got to go back a ways for her to have a bestie. I don't know. It's just weird. It's strange and all.
Weird.
And No. Heard something over the weekend. Don't know if it's true. Everybody on Reddit said it wasn't true. That apparently a milkman from the 50s and 60s in San Diego, California, supposedly sired 800 kids.
I was going to say, I know where this is going.
And I thought to myself, that's got to be wrong. That's got to be wrong. But apparently, the story was he was a good-looking guy. And because it was San Diego in the wartime, you know, lots of women were, you know, their men were off at war. So,
well, there's always been the joke.
The kids look like the milkman.
Exactly. I guess maybe it's true. It came from somewhere.
Besides, I don't want to procreate with anybody. I just want to practice. You know, that part of it's the fun part, Halle Berry. All right. That's it for us today. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.